You know, we often think of the cross as an unspeakable tragedy. And of course, in one sense, we're right. The New Testament tells us that somehow God was on that cross. Now, that's an incredible thought. But I think the response to it was even more amazing. Just a few people believed him, welcomed him, and loved him with all of their hearts. But the vast majority of people turned their backs on him. And at the end, they whipped him, spat upon him, and nailed him to a cross. It's the most tragic thing that has ever happened on this planet. But you know, while that is true, that's only half of the truth. The other half was that the cross was a resounding triumph. It was not something that just happened. It was something that had to be. And we know that from the words of Jesus himself. Whenever he spoke about the cross, he said that it was something that had to be. It was a necessity. He had to die in order to fulfill his purpose on earth. You know, I think part of the necessity of the crucifixion is that nothing else could have revealed to us the nature of our sins. And I think most of us need help with that. Our tendency is to think that our sins really don't matter that much. And if we work on it long enough, we can convince ourselves that our sins really don't matter much at all. You see, it's only the violation of some religious rules, and that has little to do with life. You know, don't smoke, don't drink, don't use bad language. In the dim and distant past, gloomy prophets and morbid priests made up a set of laws to keep people from having a good time. But this is the 21st century, so the thinking goes. And the modern world is no longer bound by these ancient rules. Well, you know, we do make mistakes every once in a while, and there is this matter of our selfishness that needs to be corrected. But such things are not too terribly serious. And with a little effort, we think we can overcome them. But the cross presents a different view of human nature. We have been guilty of the same attitudes and the same actions that nailed Christ to a cross. And it's not just our individual sins, but our share in the corporate evil that's destroying the hope of the world. You know, we may manage to be frivolous about the idea of sin, but in the cross, we see the dark side of human nature. And then we realize that that nature is within us too. But you know, paradoxically, nothing but the cross can save us from our sins. The New Testament is quite emphatic about that. It always links the forgiveness of sin with the suffering of Christ. The letter to the Hebrews says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. Now, to me, that's always been a puzzling statement. I'm really not sure exactly what that means. But I think I know what it does not mean. It does not mean that God is a vengeful deity who must be appeased before he'll forgive our sins. You know, and from time to time, that erroneous way of thinking has crept into the church. But that can't possibly be true. The central theme of the New Testament is the saving work of Christ, rooted in the firm love of God. You know, if it is true that God did require some kind of penalty, it is also true that God paid that penalty. St. Paul states the matter with an unmistakable clarity. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. So why did the cross have to be? You know, I really don't know. The New Testament has no theory of atonement, of how our sins are forgiven through that. It has the atonement, but it offers no explanation. It simply announces the good news that through the death of Christ, we have forgiveness of sin. And you know, when I think of myself and my fellow human beings and the things that we have done through history, I know that nothing less than a cross could accomplish salvation. Our sins are that serious. It was something that had to be. And another reason the cross was necessary is that nothing but the cross can meet our needs, our troubles. You know, the longer I live, the more apparent it becomes to me that life is full of heartbreak. Sometimes I think I can hear the tears of the world. People starving to death. People sick. You know, there are terrible tragedies every day, and sometimes they come near us. And to all of this, Christ shows us his hands, those hands marked with the jagged scars. And that speaks eloquent truth, that he too knows what it means to suffer. There is weeping on the earth, but there is also weeping in heaven. There are tears on a million faces, but there are also tears on the face of Christ. Having suffered himself, he can provide comfort and strength to all people who suffer. So think about it, my friends. If we didn't have the cross, what would speak to this heartbroken world? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.